We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. It is now 21 days until Election Day. And that's not only true with respect to the presidential campaign, but with respect to the 500-plus races around the country that will impact the House of Representatives, the U.S. Senate, governor's races, state legislatures, and many, many more. We start to profile some of the more important races as impacts the U.S. Congress, and we begin with the critical race for the U.S. Senate in the state of Oregon, where two-term incumbent Republican Gordon Smith is locked in a tight race with Democrat Jeff Merkley. With me now to talk about the dynamics in that race and how it's trending is Ryan Brown, news director for KFLS News Talk Radio 1450 in Klamath Falls, Oregon. And Ryan, it's great to have you with us.
It's a pleasure to be on. Thank you, Greg.
Oregon is a state that tends to drift Democratic, certainly in presidential campaigns, but Gordon Smith has managed to win a couple of times. What are the polls showing right now between him and Mr. Merkley?
The most recent polls are showing a virtual dead heat. Neither candidate is pulling over 50%, both of them between 48 and 43, depending on the poll that you look at. The most recent, Rasmussen has it as a statistical dead heat. I saw one poll where Merkley was ahead by 5 points, but nothing else with that wide of a spread. And certainly, even in that poll, with 6% undecided, it was well within the margin of error.
Ryan, we've seen in a couple other races around the country that look to be favoring Republicans once the whole financial crisis hit, that the Democrat really started to gain ground, or perhaps more accurately, the Republicans started to lose ground. Has that been true in this race as well?
It certainly has. In the last couple of weeks, Merkley has been steadily gaining speed, and it's really, Gordon Smith seems to be holding on right now by the slimmest of margins, if he's even holding on by a margin at all.
Is there a particular issue that seems to be defining this race? Is Merkley running on anything in particular, or just kind of a change theme as we're seeing around the country?
Well, he's kind of trying to identify Smith as being one and the same as the Bush administration, which we're seeing on the national level, as well as I imagine many other races around the country, while at the same time, Senator Smith is trying to separate himself from the Bush administration, going so far as to include in some of his television ads images of Barack Obama, images of John Kerry, images of his Oregon Senate colleague Ron Wyden. So it's really a battle between one side trying to connect the incumbent to the Bush administration, while Senator Smith himself is trying to show that he's not connected.
Other than some bipartisan photo opportunities, what is Gordon Smith telling Oregon voters are the reasons he should be returned for another 6 years?
Well, he is doing a great job of trying to get the word out there to rural Oregon, which is where I am at as well, that he will represent rural Oregon. Oregon is a large state geographically with a vast array of concerns. We've got the Pacific Coast, where there are salmon fishermen who have a lot of concerns of their own. In my area, it's farmers and ranchers. There's a large timber industry, as I'm sure your listeners are aware. And he is really trying to focus on those elements and make all of them feel that he's the man for the job. He also took a widely publicized turn from the administration in 2006, I believe it was, and started criticizing the war in Iraq when he had previously been a supporter. He is continuing on that tack and still speaking out against the ongoing war in Iraq.
Ryan, you've talked about the different ad campaigns that are out there, the different themes. We know that Monday night was the final debate between these two before voters make up their minds on November 4th. What did you notice in terms of strategy from them on Monday night?
Well, they seem to both be trying to take the high road, which neither is actually doing. Both are blaming the kind of national parties that have become involved, the National Republican Senatorial Committee for one, which Senator Smith actually apologized on their behalf for one ad in particular that has run against Speaker Merkley, Speaker of the Oregon House, Jeff Merkley, in which they had a video of Merkley eating a hot dog while someone was answering a question, or asking him a question, rather. Before he answered it, he continued to finish his hot dog, and they turned that into this scandalous campaign ad where they said that he cares essentially, I'm not quoting here, but they said that he essentially cares more about hot dogs than voters. And it was kind of humorous that Senator Smith actually took it upon himself to apologize for that. And I'm sure any of your listeners in Oregon have been inundated with campaign ads from both of these men and other parties that are running ads on their behalf. And a majority of them have been negative for sure. The campaign has been mudslinging from the get-go.
Well, Democrats certainly have their eye on expanding their majority in the U.S. Senate, and this is one of the critical races for both parties in trying to control that margin. Ryan, thank you so much for being with us and helping us understand what's going on in this race.
Thank you, Greg.
Ryan Brown is news director at KFLS News Talk 1450 in Klamath Falls, Oregon. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of the Radio America Network. Reminder that you can get the best of Dateline Washington on the web 24 hours a day, dateline.radioamerica.org. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts, I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me tomorrow at this time for Dateline Washington.